ready for you.
Thank you. Okay, we all have questions about what has been transpiring for the last several days. I'm going to help you take a look at this from a little different perspective. And I hope that this will give you a wider perspective to understand why it has been not only allowed, but provoked. What their goals are in provoking it, so that we as intercessors can pray effectively, bring down what is not God's ultimate best, and that He raise up what is His ultimate best. So we're going to talk about the bank situation, but not so much making it the key issue, but just part of a broader issue that I hope will help you. So I think that we can all agree that we are in a bank crisis. It isn't like we haven't been here before. We have. 2008, it was topsy-turvy for a while, but we got through it. As I was praying and meditating on this whole thing earlier today, I remember how in the 1980s, they tried to slip a major ordeal in on us, and God overturned that too. Early in the year 2000s, another effort was made. God stopped and overturned that. And it went from Wall Street to a banking crisis that essentially ended, if I remember correctly, and if I'm wrong, just say she just forgot the dates. But if I remember correctly, ended by the end of the year 2008. What I'm trying to help you see is the elite keep trying to slip this whole dynamic in against the American people. But God keeps subverting their efforts. Isn't that wonderful? I can remember so many years ago, before I wrote my book, Prepare for the Winds of Change, I told the church when I wrote that book that this was going to happen. There would be two major chaotic shifts, and the second would be worse than the first. Now, that was before lots of prayer went into what happened. Not too long ago, the Lord spoke to me, and He said, "You have diminished this next strike by about 50% with your intercessions, you, your team, and the intercessors." That was, like I said, a couple of years ago, so we've probably diminished it, I don't know, maybe 55% or 60%. But it's not going to be as bad as they really want it to be. Now, again, I say, this is not an accident, what is happening, what has happened just recently, it's not an accident. They have a very deliberate program that they decided upon some time ago, and they're trying to bring it to fruition. But first they have to shake up the nation so that they can do a lot of garbage while we settle back down. But God wants you to know they're not the only ones that knew what was coming. He also knew it. Theirs is for evil. His is for good. For the good of the church, for the good of the innocent, for the good of the nation. And to bring the evil to the point where they have so exposed themselves, they have nothing to hide under or behind anymore. So praise God. The Lord is going to do his work. And like John says, we've been praying all this time. Now we're learning how God answers prayer. And in all honesty, I think for most people, they think that God's answers to our prayers should be as peaceful as our prayers are. But sometimes things can only occur in earthquake fashion, where there is a major eruption, a major breaking of powers that most or all can see, that can perceive, and all who look at it, including the elite, will have to say, God did it. God did it. In 2008, when they sought to bring the nation down in Obama's reign, they had planned their plan. But one of their prophets told them, it's not going to succeed the way you think it is going to, because God Almighty is going to intervene against what we're trying to do. They went ahead with it anyway, just thinking whatever good to them comes out of it, it comes out of it. But they're going to challenge God's response. So they did it. God intervened. When I talked to a very important individual who had daily contact right at the top of the Illuminati, though he was a Christian, and he maintained his relationship with that individual, number one, in hopes of seeing his soul saved, and number two, because he was so willing to give this individual all the information he could ever want to give to the church. And so he is the one that told this man that they knew God was going to intervene. And when he did intervene, their response was, well, God intervened. So I told him what we did at our gatherings in praying over their misdeeds. I don't even remember what I told him, but there was a point when I was sharing our onward progress that he said, that's it, right there. You have no idea what was accomplished when God did that. Your prayers were hitting the nail right on the head. They could not have succeeded at all without that. I was shocked. pleasantly so. And I'm telling you this not to brag about what the team and the GOE people accomplished. I'm telling you this because I want you to know God loves America. And he loves to hear your prayers and answer them, just like he did with the GOE people. He is doing with us at this late hour. He's listening and he's answering and he's accomplishing things far greater than we could ever imagine. I promise you. They think they're going to have exactly what they want when they come out of this crisis. But I promise you, they're not. The Lord said we would have freedom, that is, America would have freedom in the year 2024. Now, if you might think, what do you mean freedom? We're not enslaved to anybody or anything. That's what the Pharisees said to Jesus. But just as they were wrong then, people are misunderstanding the times today. Our nation is in bondage. We're in greater bondage than you could ever imagine. But when God is done, by 2024, that bondage will be broken. God is shaking everything that can be shaken. So that John, read what you just wrote me.
Yeah, I just sent Nita in a text that the elite failed to read Psalm 2. They would have been enlightened a little bit if they had.
I just love that. If you have your Bible, look it up. So God is shaking everything that can be shaken, so that which cannot be shaken will endure. And that's the process we're in right now. Don't worry about the shaking. Don't be afraid of it. God's hand is going to be under his church. His other hand is going to be covering his church while he's speaking into the realities, into the dimensions, into the things that pertain, what his ultimate will produce, both in spite of them, and I love this part, and because of them. They're just going to do so much that God wants done so that he can bring forth a beautiful America. It's going to almost make them angry that they helped him so much. So we're not going to fear those times. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Praise God. So let me go a little bit further. Their goal, their immediate goal, is to get all the banks, if I understand things correctly, and I might not, but I think I do, their immediate goal is to absorb all of the smaller banks into a few big banks, which will be, as it were, the extensions of the Federal Reserve or central bank. And this is not just for America, though, it's for the world. The reason that they've put central banks in every country, I think now there's probably not more than four, and there may not even be that many. nations that do not have a central bank. Most nations do. Because if they didn't allow that, terrible things began to happen to people. So they have central banks in all of these nations, and that is to control the currency in each nation and bring it all in under the same regimen. And in the end, everything will flow in and out of probably our own Federal Reserve into the nations of the world. But that part I can't promise you. But it will be one central house that they will all come through and back out into the nations. And will it be currency as we know it today? If they have their way, it will be that we will be bound to cryptocurrency, or at least a facsimile of that program. Where that will lead will be that the human race will receive the mark of the beast. And so then, even then, the cryptocurrency will be gone. So this is like a 1-2-3 step program for them. We're just in process that will not be interrupted. So they think. And it isn't, you know, like that positive thinking man, I can't remember what his name was, as you think, so will you be. It's not like that. In this case, they think they can pull the wool over your eyes and that they've got enough money, enough people, and enough power to accomplish everything they've been putting on their slate for at least a couple hundred years, and that they are finally going to get what they want. But the one thing that they do, and this is so hysterical to me, is they keep forgetting that the one they're dealing with is not human. He's God. And no matter how far along they get in their plans, each time they've sought to do this, God waits till the last minute and then overturns it all. Yeah, John said this cryptocurrency would be called digital currency that is government controlled and can be shut down. Haha, I know that, when you're not compliant. I just hadn't gotten to that place yet. I'm so enjoying talking about how they're going to fail. And it's really quite funny. The obvious problem with what they desire to do is that it gives them too much control. And just as John wrote, if they don't like what they're seeing in you or through your activity, they will just shut your money source down. That will be the first step of them taking back their control. Now, of course, if you're still not compliant, then you might just end up showing up missing. So their control, this is what they desire, not necessarily what they're going to get, you might say would be akin to absolute control. So when you look at anything that is happening at this time, if you will just align it with these words, the elite, the shadow government, the deep state, and more, the Illuminati and the New World Order. These are all different names for the same group. I can remember when I was writing my book, Prepare for the Winds of Change, an angel came to me, and he said to me that they are working to implement the New World Order. I had never heard that term before. That was the first time I had ever heard it. So, the New World Order. And here we are with those scoundrels still trying to implement the New World Order. Being that that is the case, the ultimate goal is always control. Now, they're coming from a platform of the man at the top being akin to a tyrannical ruler. Under him, you might place the economy will be controlled ultimately by the government that he heads. Next will be political agencies within the government and around the government, agencies like Trilateral Commission, the CFR, the Roundtable Movement, and many, many, many more. And last but not least, in the world, there are 50 high and major corporations, and they're networked together. And much of the power structure will include this network of corporations. So with these three areas, they plan on gaining and maintaining their absolute rule. Some say that when we had our breakdown in 2008, that it was worse than where we are now. Some say the 2008 crash, well, actually, this one will be better. But I want to say, whatever the case, prayer is the key that unlocks the mysteries of the order for their own destruction. As a Christian, and particularly an intercessor, you need never fear your enemy as long as you're not being stupid. If you rise up against your enemy and you do it foolishly, presumptuously, there's no promises. But if you're wise in your actions, wise in your speech, wise in your strategies, you don't ever need to fear what your enemy can do to you. I think we have a tremendous image in front of us every day, and that is President Trump. I can remember a couple of years ago when the Lord gave me a couple of instances. I can't remember now if they were dreams or visions, but he called it the Trump mouse. And he showed me by this little caricature of a mouse standing against these three huge cats, how he would prevail in the end. I mean, the little image that he gave to me was so cute I couldn't help but laugh. and his name is Trump Mouse. Now you may think, how can Trump Mouse bring down the New World Order? Because when he comes back, he is going to come back under
absolute authority.
Yes, absolute authority. No one will be able to stand against him. That is God's will for the salvation of this nation. When he says he loves America, he loves it with all of his heart because God has put that in him. He's laid his life on the line many times for America because that's the character that God planted in him. So you need to be in prayer for him. Stand with him with all your heart. And I think that as far as the economy is going to be, don't worry about where it goes and how it goes. Just know that in 2024, all of this mess will be behind us. We may feel a little worse for wear, but we will really, in reality, be better for the wear. Do not be afraid.